Yeah, Tina Turner, simply the best here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 8th of September morning to you folks. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock, how are you?
Good, how are you with everything and all in any way, and how's things that are be hanging around you?
Great.
Yeah, that's good. I wasn't sure how to phrase that.
Yeah, no, I thought you did it very well.
I did all right in the
end.
You know
what I mean? Why use one word when 47 will do?
I always think that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. There's no point in being stingy with your words.
Definitely not when there's loads of them to be going around.
Absolutely.
Especially ones you can be using and throwing at the wall and all taking away.
And they're free and everything.
They're free. They're absolutely the only thing left that's free.
Right, Tuesday morning, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Morning to Gareth in Limerick and also Leonard, who's been on as well. Amanda's been on to say good morning. Also, Margaret, of course, and from Moy. I see JP there as well. And security guard Derek giving, wishing us a great day and all that sort of stuff as well. And also, a quick happy birthday, just to get you in the mood for the birthdays, PJ.
Yeah.
Right. For Joseph Murray in Bray today. Happy birthday.
Birthday, Joseph Murray. Have a great one today.
Yeah, so his mum and his dad and his brothers, Adam and Cody and Joshua, all in Bray. Have a fantastic... He's six today.
Ah, big one. Have a great one, mister. Especially out in Bray there. Bray is the capital of birthdays in Ireland, I've heard.
Do 6 year olds get up at 6:10 in the morning?
I don't know. I was thinking that myself. You never know. He might have something to do. He could be working.
Well, that's true. That's true, actually. His mum and dad might send him out to do it. A newspaper around or something before he goes to school.
Maybe there, yeah. Hey,
or clean
you.
Windows or something.
Imagine going out cutting the grass now. Yeah. The neighbours this time. For €1.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah.
Jim, what the hell is that? That Joseph Murray up in Bray again. Trying to earn a few quid at a mad hour.
Or maybe they make him walk to school. And the school is in town.
Well, here I go again, Papa.
Anyway... Hopefully you're up and at it. Joseph Murray Bray, happy birthday to you. Right, proper birthdays on the way. They're not great. I'm going to give you the heads up.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Mr. Jones from County Crows, of course. 6:15. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday, 8th of September, about to take on the birthdays. This could be your moment. This could be your moment to break out of the malaise that you've been in on the birthdays over the last little while.
Really, yeah, okay,
because you know the way you have that weird sort of thing of
I've been absolutely all over the place.
But sometimes the less you know about people, the better.
The better I get, yeah.
So who
That's
knows?
Why when you said they weren't great, I was like, I'm delighted to hear it.
Right, now the first one, though, is, I'm afraid, somebody that you do like a lot.
Oh, God.
I've heard you mention this lady many times and said that you thought that she was always lovely and everything.
You have very lovely heads, if you don't mind me telling you about your head.
And also, she said to me, now, this she actually sounds like somebody or appears like somebody who would have been a perfect match for you.
Oh, get off.
Right. It's the birthday of Pink.
Oh, I do love Pink. Oh, I'm mad about Pink, yeah.
I've heard you say that, and she does seem suitably, you know... I was going to say rough around the edges. Don't mean it like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm all right. I'm comfortable with it.
She seems suitably bohemian enough.
Yes, I know what you mean.
To be able to handle
a
bohemian individual like you.
Didn't she end up with a motorbike lad, a racer as well?
There you go.
So she did, yeah.
Fond of a tat.
Fond of a tattoo. A bit of pink hair.
Yeah.
Not that I've done that, but you know what I mean? But seems like she's great crack and all.
Absolutely.
Very energetic live shows.
Plays by her own rules.
Yeah, man. Doesn't take none of your rattling stick.
Yeah. Sticks it to the man.
Oh, I'm into that. Yeah, no, I like Pink a lot.
I think you'd have made a good couple.
I think so. Pink, you know what I mean? I don't want to be weird or anything, but I don't know who the bozo is you're going out with.
Well, listen, Pink, it's not too late. That's all I'm saying, right?
I'm not just saying, Pink.
Yeah.
If you call, I will answer.
He's on the market. That's all I'm saying.
Text me first, though, because I don't answer phone calls from people that don't know.
That's true. And whatever you do, don't just call around unannounced because you won't open the door.
Yeah.
But other than that...
And actually, if you'd rather text me instead of call me, I don't really like answering the phone at all. But
And also, like... He'll go out for lunch, but don't go ringing and expect him to be going out at like ridiculous hours, like 8 and 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and if you'd come to Fairview, that'd make it easier. To be honest, because that's where the decent cafes are on my way.
Yeah, other than that, it's perfect.
I'm into it,
it's
Pink.
Perfect. I like it.
Right, I'm going to take a hit that she's around the same age as me, definitely.
Yeah.
I'd say she's 43.
Not bad. 41.
Ah, fuck
41,
off.
But come on, we're getting closer.
Yeah, getting closer.
Now, here's where it goes a bit weirder. Martin Freeman is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, Martin Freeman, he's a brilliant actor. He's the actor from Fargo, and he's the actor from... He's the fella that had to play you in Sherlock with that other fella during the...
That's right, he was in Sherlock. He was in The Office, of course, famously.
Famously in The Office, yeah, off of course.
That. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Played The Hobbit.
He did, didn't he? He was in The Hobbit. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I'm impressed. I'm glad, because I thought I was going to have to explain him
to you. He's a great actor. He's very, very good.
I like him a lot.
And he obviously is really good with people, because when he was with your man in Sherlock, I was like, how does he actually just not turn around and go, would you just do some acting, please? Instead of just doing this, hello.
No, that was the other one.
I know, he's just stand next to him watching all this going on.
That's the Irish lad.
Yeah, himself and
what's
Sherlock
his name
had to look at your man, and he was doing, I'm Moriarty. Where'd you see me walking with my wonderful shoes? It was like, what? Is this voice?
Did you go to the Roger Moore School of Acting or something?
Yeah, you watch it. You don't dare try and trip me
what
up.
What is
like
his name again? He's a really big actor.
He's a really big actor. And actually, I've seen him in loads of things.
I've seen him, generally.
And he's really good.
Came across him on YouTube doing, like, they do these weird things on YouTube. Like, just Shakespeare soliloquies and all these. You know what I mean? And then, but mind you, he still had the kind of,
was
like,
he still
rrr.
Was he? What is that, man?
I don't know.
Like, a sailor went to see to see what he could see.
I don't know. Obviously, maybe that's his thing.
I was like,
what is his name, man? Why is that? That's bugging the light.
Someone's got a WhatsApp it in. I'm sure someone's got a WhatsApp it in.
Oh, man. That doesn't matter, right? Whatever.
I read Garrett Limerick as the name. I was going to read it out. I was Garrett from Limerick talking to us earlier on. I got to say.
Anyway, we're back to Martin Freeman, the Hobbit himself.
He's about 44.
49.
Ah, fiddle off,
49.
Life.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Really, PJ? I can't believe you've decided to go that high.
He really is a snagglepuss, like. Snagglepuss Moriarty.
I wouldn't mind nothing to do with Martin Freeman. If Martin Freeman was listening to this, he'd be going, like, sorry, but I mean, it was my birthday and you've started talking about the other guy.
He's there going, yeah, you're talking about your man. He goes, do you not think I was embarrassed as well? Andrew Scott.
That's the man.
There you go.
Very well thought of as an actor.
Yeah, I know.
You know. I'm somebody we should be proud of. He's one of our own.
He is one of our own.
I just wish sometimes
he just wouldn't keep doing the thing to the girls like that.
Right, okay, what about this? Bernie Saunders.
Bernie Saunders, yeah.
Now, this is the politician, lad. Wasn't there once a Bernie Saunders who was a comedian and used to have a big dog? Was his name Bernie Saunders as well?
Oh, my God. No, it wasn't Bernie Saunders. It was Freddie like it. Oh, the big dog, the big St. Bernard.
And it was called, not Snagglepuss.
No, his dog used to go.
Snitzer.
Yeah,
no.
Something like that. Or whatever. Snitchler.
Yeah.
Snotzler.
Was his name Bernie Saunders, no?
Oh, man.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, because they used to bring him on.
He didn't really.
He didn't really. He was a million miles away from the other fellow.
But this lad is the American politician.
This be American politician, yeah. I sometimes say I gigged with him.
Really?
But I didn't.
Oh, okay.
At all. We were both in the same festival in the same year. That was it.
Yeah. As anecdotes go, I'd say you could probably elaborate more on that before you give the game away. You know,
I
gigged with him.
I was on a billing with him, yes. We both played.
We shared a bill, yeah.
We did. In the Docky Book Festival, of all things, the two of us were on. Not together, not on the same night or anything.
Yeah.
Never met him. Never had any dealings with him.
But nonetheless.
Nonetheless, him and Bono had a great time. And I was, I actually got lost on the way home. I'd say Bernie Saunders is no spring chicken.
No, not a young man.
He's about 73.
79.
Oh, is he?
79.
Wow.
And here's one now. This, see if you remember this or where you'd remember her from, right? But Anne Diamond.
Anne Diamond from Good Morning Television.
Exactly.
Good Morning Britain and all. Yeah. Oh.
God, these turned out to be way better
these
than I thought.
These are great ones.
I literally thought you were going to be going, who and then?
No way. Anne Diamond, I used to, all the weekends I'd wake up for Anne Diamond.
Yeah.
Even as like a 7-year-old, I'd be there, hell yeah, Anne. Yeah. As long as you're on, it means cartoons will follow. She used to give us all the hard news in the morning.
Yeah.
With the Good Morning Britain music and all of that crap.
And our little black bob haircut thing.
Always had the bob for all the years she was on. She never changed
short
hair.
Hair, yeah.
And the big yellow and blue dresses, like, and you remember them? She used to have all of them going on. And then she'd read out all the hard news and she'd do an interview then at the end of the show. She used to try and lighten the mood. And she'd have an interview with a Yorkshire postman who found a fiver or something. And he'd be like, oh, it's unbelievable. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was so shocked. It was great. What do you spend a fiver on, Tim? Oh, you know, something that I hadn't even thought of that. It'd be all that sort of stuff. And then it'd be into the cartoons for the day. Wonderful days.
Oh, the memories of youth. The memories of youth.
Anne Diamond is about 83.
She's 66.
Jesus, is she? Is she, yeah? Was she only in her 20s back then?
Oh, my God, man.
Well, she was, yeah.
There's me trying to console you, saying at least you're in the right decades.
Yeah.
You were nearly 20 years out there.
Shit, I'm sorry about that.
83.
Sorry about that, Anne.
66, she's only just retired.
I'll tell you something, Anne. Pink, only dreams are looking like you do at your age.
Now you're up to date in the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Colin. John, how are you this morning?
Very well, good morning. How
good
are you doing?
Good stuff, 6:32. Good to have you with us, John.
Indeed,
even though you don't want to. I'm actually thinking, PJ, I might get John a special jingle. And when
I
we do these
we
chats
should,
in the morning,
yeah.
Right?
I think
it might be. And now, the man who'd rather be anywhere else.
In Vladivostok.
Yeah.
A man who doesn't want to be here. John Hart.
Yeah.
Careful now.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, all good. Yeah, no dilemmas for you. No problems.
Not really.
The sad realisation that you're stuck here for weeks has finally sunk in.
Yeah, 40 odd days or something. Yeah.
Oh, like 40 days, not gas.
He actually has it. It's like a prison wall. Yeah. He has little marks. He's marking them off as he goes
mark
along.
You mark off five and then you scratch your liner right through it.
That's not. I was wondering what those scratches were.
I was wondering,
in the newsroom there. Yeah. Sean's office.
I thought he was getting decorators in, yeah.
a retro prison sort of chic kind of thing, you know.
Well, we're glad to have you, John.
Thank you, guys.
Whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
Here to stay.
Yeah, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer and Girls on Film from Duran Duran. 20 to 7. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday morning, 8th of September. Good to have you along. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps. And thanks for putting us out of our misery. It was Bernie Winters.
Bernie Winters, that's the man with the dog.
And the dog was called...
Schnitzel or something.
Snorbitz.
That was it. And they used to always... like, your man never was out without the dog. They never brought him on with his full name. It was always just Bernie and Snorbitz.
Yes. And I think he was originally part of a double act. There was another guy that was with him in the early days. I don't know what happened with that.
Imagine being replaced by a St. Bernard for comic timing. can you imagine? Imagine the kick. You're out of the band. What? You're leaving me? No, or just a dog has taken your place.
Yeah.
He's funnier than you could ever be. Oh my God.
He's more professional. His timing is way better. Much better. He's better writer than you are.
He doesn't dribble as much and he smells better. And he knows how to use the toilet.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's much. Oh,
Bernie Winters and Snorbitz.
Oh, would you stop? Yeah. Oh, look at me. I'm Googling them now. Oh, they were around for so long. Look at the crew. Schnorbitz was a particular... In fairness, Bernie looked a bit like Schnorbitz, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he had those, he had a serious set of Delf, didn't he, Bernie? The kind of...
He did. You know the way, that's all the rage now. Like, back then, you looked at Bernie's Delf and he went, poor fella. You know, they're obviously not real Delf now. Something's after happening to him and he's after getting a set of that, you know, china put into his...
Took them off a horse.
Yeah, they had to look at that. Oh, they're so obviously fake. And now you look at people, they smile, you're like, what the japers? And it's supposed to be, And people will be there, ooh, where'd you get them done? You know, where'd you get your falsies?
Where'd you come in contact with radioactive material to make them that white?
I love your teeth. Did you get a... Who was the painters? I'd love to know who painted them.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I know, it's like it's false teeth are all the rage. I never imagined.
I don't know that false teeth are all the rage.
Well, they don't call
perfect
them.
Teeth are probably all the rage.
Whatever they call them, Da Vinci veneers or whatever they call them.
Da Vinci veneers, really?
Is
wow.
That, is that what they're
that
called?
Sounds impressive.
They call them veneers or whatever. I know lads, like, you see them. One lad in particular, I saw him throughout his life, whatever, at irregular intervals. Never the best of mates, but a lovely fella.
Yeah.
And he was always, he looked very normal to me. And then I met him one of the days, so I said, how's it going? And he just went, oh, you're not bad. And I go, what the hell? I was just looking at this.
What?
Like the cliffs of Dover hanging over his face.
He couldn't close his mouth kind of thing.
Yeah.
Here. Good to see you, PJ.
No, bad. I said, you got the teeth on. Oh, did you? Yeah. Kind of cut the ground, did you? Kind of cooking the ground. I tell you something, I got a delight in the
truck. Or Harry Haney.
I was wanting to do it for years. Selling the car, though.
Selling the car.
What? You look mad. Now, who am I to judge the big ridiculous delf in my face?
Sure,
I've got a little black tooth in the middle and everything.
Anyway, listen, folks. There it is. Look, somebody, sorry, just very quickly. Mike. It was the brother, Mike and Bernie Winters.
Oh, right. So Mike got sacked for the dog.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for that. So Mike and Bernie Winters, I don't know what happened to Mike. He may have passed. I don't know. And then Schnorbitz
got the
was part of the act.
Jeepers. Imagine, okay, Mike, you can get your job back, but you have to be paid what Schnorbitz does. What does he get paid? A little, a neck yoke full of rum.
Thanks for that, Dave. What have we got for you today? Right, I'll tell you what we have for you today. Let me think. Right, yeah, we are actually going to go and search of, is it the slowest song in the world?
It's the slowest song in the world, and it's...
Or the most boring song in the world?
Well, I would take...
Because I have a serious
both.
Contender.
I would say both. It's right. The slowest and the most boring, yeah.
Right, okay. We're going to go and search, so we might need your help on that. I have a serious contender, though.
Well, I don't think
I'll
you'll
tell you
be
about
the
it
one
on.
That is sort of setting off the story. But yeah, I'd like to... If you're talking contemporary music,
yeah.
I'd love to hear to know what it is, yeah.
Absolutely. So that's on the way a bit later on. We might drag you in on that. Also, of course, you'll want to get involved in the hit bit. Okay, Double Money Monday came and went, but in fairness, it's still big cash. It's getting closer and closer to 1,800 this week, isn't it?
What is it now, actually? Hold on a second, because it's getting to the stage.
1,760,
maybe. 1,760 quid, yep.
Is where we're at. So there you go, 1,760 euros. Still big cash if you can win it on the hit bid. Get involved at any stage. Magic Mike is with us in spirit and live from the West. 087-188-0008. He's standing by. He can take all your WhatsApps and all that sort of stuff. So get involved at any stage. Breakfast table quiz off to a start yesterday. Not an illustrious start.
A six, I think it was, wasn't
but
it?
But a start.
Yeah, we got off to a six. So seven or more will put you in the lead, so that's not so bad.
Yeah, and it's a cool prize this week, a €500 voucher for Specsavers Stillorgan. Which, in fairness, to be honest with you, the only thing you probably can't get done there is your teeth.
Probably. It does sound, when you're reading the list.
Like contact lenses, glasses, hearing aids.
I bet you can get a big set of false delf and everything as well. You'd be coming out, I already wear earbuds, a pair of glasses. And now look how good I am. I know what I mean.
Yeah, so you can spend it as you choose.
I also have a big question for you later, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If a seven-year-old does a doo-doo in a swimming pool, who's to blame? Huge court case in Mongolia going on.
In Mongolia?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, who isn't up to date on the Mongolian court case situation? It's very important.
Right, there you go. I cannot wait. That sounds intriguing.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm reading the court case here.
You're
it's
all over it,
are you? I'm all over it, yeah.
You're all over it.
I'm all over it. I'm like brand new delf with a fresh face.
Craig David, 7 days and a hard take on me. 80s classic just ahead of that. Almost 5 to 7, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Of course, the hit bit on the way after 7 o'clock, that's the big one. People are going mad for it, aren't they?
For the hit bit, yeah, of course, yeah. Because it's
I mean,
it's
there, just
now.
Out of curiosity, right? Actually, Magic Mike, are you there? Mike, are you there in the West?
I sure am.
Come here, listen, is there any sort of a plan other than idea of somebody getting it?
By the way, have you ever asked that question on this show and gotten an answer that says, yes, we do have a plan? No.
Actually, about anything on this show.
About anything, yeah, about anything. No, there's no plan yet. No, we just keep guessing. I mean, that's it. As soon as we give a clue, it's given away. So we just got to keep moving.
It's mad that, isn't it, how you can be so far off and then that clue. Because
I know.
I've never, ever gotten one of your clues. Never.
I know, it's bizarre. I know, but people work in groups in this thing. You know that? They have WhatsApp groups and everything.
I see.
Yeah, but there was a competition I read about recently that went on for a year and a half, so that's where I'm setting my sights.
Oh my God.
Great. that was like a dagger.
You have people chasing you down the street if it goes on that long. Like.
So what are we in, about 7 months?
Is it something like that?
No, it's not. It's only about 3 or 4 months.
I tell you, remember all those gags that were going around as to which would be... which they'd find first, the answer to the hit bit or the vaccine to COVID.
I know.
It's starting to feel like that.
We could get that. At least the Russians are working on the vaccine. If we could get the Russians onto the hit bit, we might have it sorted.
Get the Russians on the phone. Right, Mike, thanks a million. Magic Mike live from the West again today. So if you want to get involved, you want to impress him and get yourself on to have a bash at winning €1,760 on the hit bit. You know the number, you know what to do.
0871 880 0008. You can register at any time this morning. You can register at any time at all. But I do it now because we're doing it this morning.
Yeah, everywhere from Fleetwood Mac here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Hit bit on the way, of course, before 8 o'clock. You can get involved at any stage. That Magic Mike know that you want to play, and we'll get you involved. I'm a bit distracted here, PJ, because I know we were about to do that that story.
Yes, yes.
That you had lined up about that massive court case.
The poo-poo case,
and I was about to play, because we don't get to play very often, I was about to play Judge Jimmy. Remember we had Judge Jimmy.
Yes, I do remember Judge Jimmy.
We had our jingle and our sound effects and everything. And I can't find it. I think somebody's out there recording over us, like some bizarre old VHS tape.
Somebody's recorded over our tapes. I'm sick of that.
I tell you something. I think that's the only solution. Because I can't find it on any of our little places that we normally find it.
Shower of flippers.
How very dirty.
That's outrageous.
Oh my God, I tell you something.
I'll
have words with somebody. Anyway, listen, so I'm afraid failing that, you better just tell us your story.
That's all right, I can do that, because there's been a huge court case, I would say, almost as big as the incident itself in Inner Mongolia.
Yeah.
In China's Inner Mongolia, or Northern Mongolia, so it's been referred to as both of them here. Obviously, it's so big, it's taken over Mongolia, this court case. So a local fitness centre has asked a family to pay 15,000 yuan.
What?
15,000 yuan. I think that's how you pronounce it. Yuan. No. In compensation. I've done the conversion, actually.
You know what that sounded like? It sounded like you didn't really want to say the word, like it was a dirty word.
Yeah, it did.
And you were doing that thing like 50. Les Dawson used to do, when it was like, when he... Huh, my man, you know what I mean?
He came into the doctor and he hung out his way below. Took out his
bed. Sounds exactly. So it's 15,000.
One. Yeah, and he came in, which is about, I've just done the conversion, I've done the actual conversion of today's rate. 1,833 euro.
Oh, so it's not small money.
Hefty compensation indeed. What happened was the young fella, he's 7 years old, he was in the pool. This is as close as we're ever going to get to an oil boiling show here. We need to get your opinion on this. 7-year-old boy,
right.
He's in the pool, and he dropped a jobby in the pool. The poo-poo pool was contaminated completely. Everybody, there had to be a full-on evacuation. One of the children was swimming, and she noticed the poo-poo was flying past her, started to scream. A full pool evacuation was put in place. The boy's mother, who's only given her surname, Liu, has explained that her son had an urgent need.
Her surname is Liu.
Yeah.
Her son does a shit in a pool, and her surname is Liu.
Yes.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And I love the way that's the one she chose. She chose to give that one. This is the first name she kept to herself. So Mrs. Liu, who's young for the draw the poo into the pool, is now shocked and saying it's not her son's fault at all. He needed to go and there wasn't a lifeguard to help him. Their leisure centre are saying, lifeguards don't help you do the poo, they help you from drowning.
Yeah,
she
fair
goes,
point.
Well, no, the lifeguard was busy, she said, which is unacceptable. The lifeguard was busy helping a child who had nearly drowned.
Oh, yeah, wow. Like, you mean doing his job?
Yeah, a child that got into difficulty in the pool, the lifeguard was helping. While her son was looking at this, he was traumatised and he did a doo-doo in the pool, and Mrs. Liu is now very upset about the entire thing.
Shocking.
And she is now suing the pool to say, I'm suing you. How about that? I'm suing you. Because you weren't there to deal with the poo-poo.
Wow.
There wasn't enough care given. So, who side
was Mrs. Liu on the scene?
Mrs. Liu was not on the scene. Mrs. Liu is going from the testimony of Junior Liu. Junior Liu himself.
Was,
has explained the situation.
Would most seven-year-olds be able to find their way to a toilet?
I would have thought so.
I would have thought so.
But she said, now, not only is he...
Because look, don't get me wrong.
Welcome. He's now having nightmares and can't go to the pool anymore because he thinks everybody is calling him the pool boy.
They are.
They are calling
Tell
him the pool boy.
They are.
And saying he cries when she talk about swimming and that it wasn't his fault, that there was no one there to help him. An incriminating video is circling around China. It's gone viral. Of Junior Lu Du De Poo. Some citizens of China are saying that the parents are responsible. Others taking the side of the leisure centre, who are saying they should have paid more attention. Yeah, the video, you can see the boy is definitely doing the poo. He has the poo expression on his face and everything. And nobody seems to notice.
But I mean, like, you are somebody who talks openly about when you need to go.
Well, yes, I don't think that. Yeah,
as a middle-aged man, you know. And you obviously you wouldn't expect necessarily the planning capabilities.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I don't know that it comes on you that quick that it's, you know, you're not going to make it to a facility that has, obviously, public toilets.
Yeah, and I definitely don't think ever in my life, since I've been using pools anyway, I was ever in a position where I had to find somebody to help me do that operation.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm laying my cards on the table here. I'm going with the leisure centre on this.
Yeah.
I think
I'm leaning that way myself.
I think Mrs. Liu is making a bit of a mountain out of a molehill. And as for suing them for distress because there was nobody there.
She's creating a bit of a shitstorm, really.
She is really, yeah. To be quite honest, this is much a poo about nothing. This entire thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary, yeah. I mean, the fact that claiming that the lifeguard who was actually attending to somebody else,
can you imagine the lifeguard
was out of order not to make sure that our son kind of, you know, didn't poo in the pool is stretching it a bit.
I feel sorry for the father in this as well. You know, he's sitting there going, you know, this is in the news in Ireland now.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, you know,
everywhere he'll go now.
Oh, well, can we not just pay the few quid?
Can we not just say sorry?
And she's there, no. He's very embarrassed. Oh, the best thing we can do is make this an international issue so that everybody in the world knows Little Lou is a pool pooper.
We
need to make sure the entire world know that Little Lou is a pool pooper.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, I wish you'd just
she may
take
regret
this down
this,
a notch.
This may have backfired.
Do you not think you're going against yourself? You're cutting off your nose to spite your face here. Think, no! Well, it's just Little Lou has been crying now for 2 months over it. That's because there was no lifeguard. You're like, I don't know if you're being rational about this one. I don't know.
Fantastic.
Oh, but anyway, the poor Little Lou's going to grow up and that's what he's going to be known for. Now, if Chinese lads are anything like Irish lads, and I'm sure we're all the same, you can just imagine the nicknames he's going to have now.
Oh, for God's sake.
His life. Poor little fella.
He should move now. They should relocate the family. Put them all into the witness protection programme.
Yeah,
the poo protection program moved them to a different part.
I know,
where they can start with new identities that don't involve words like poo and loo.
He's going to go in when he's 75 years old. He's going to go for a plate of noodles somewhere. He's sitting there minding his own business, having a jar, and someone's there. There's the phantom pooper over there, Little Lou. Do you remember that? It was in the news in Ireland and all. Poor fella. How long ago was that? Oh, I don't know, 63 years ago. Great story though.
Fantastic.
His ma was a bad thing. She's still around. Still fighting the court case, actually.
F5, keep on moving here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hit bit on the way. If you want to get involved, 087-188-0008, of course. And as I say, if you are somebody who is involved in, like, if you've had a plan, if you've hatched a plan, you know, WhatsApp group or a technique or some sort of, I don't know, like I say, a bit of technology, slowing it down, looping it, doing, I don't know, whatever, right? Let us know. I'd be genuinely interested to see if people are
definitely
going that far into trying to crack this. Because in fairness, now we're at €1,760.
Yeah, I know, we're on big money, like.
And it'll keep going up and going up and going up, so.
And make sure you do check out the list of songs it isn't, by the way. We're not getting a clue out this time. So it's not Michael Bublé, Cry Me a River, or Mr. Blue Sky, ELO, and apparently it's not Hard Day's Night with the Beatles or Bon Jovi, but we'll see. We'll see. Those are ones that definitely isn't so well.
Right. Now, in the meantime, if you're somebody who, obviously, you know, the stories, look, it's impossible to avoid them. The stories out there about country going into recession and jobs being affected and all sorts of stuff.
It's a tough time for people, and a lot of people looking for new jobs. And, like, getting a new CV together is such a pain, isn't it? And it's not even the CV so much as, you know, the cover letter. Oh, God.
Yeah.
The dreaded cover letter where you have to start writing about yourself. Who, like, no? Yeah, I am a sprightly young thing who smells mildly of cigarettes. You're like, no, that won't do. You know, you have to start, those cover letters are awful. Yeah, now, this Australian firm actually called Seek have gotten together with some experts and they found out the three biggest mistakes people make on their CVs. So
okay.
The three things not to do, essentially. And the number one, of course, it comes up all the time, but let's face it, everybody does it, is lying on your CV. You know, coming up with a bit of a spoof and getting caught out. So it's important for people to say, don't lie about your qualifications. Why, yeah, everybody lies about their qualifications on CVs, don't they?
I would have, maybe not. It depends on the level of qualification. I mean, I don't think I'd claim to be, a surgeon.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? I might be tempted to enhance one or two things.
Well, I have to enhance everything. I'm not qualified for anything. So, like, you know, you mean you have to lie about your qualifications and your experiences on other things and everything. Like, imagine what's your job? Oh, well, I watch Jim work and no one's going to take me over that. Ridiculous.
Actually, you could put yourself down. You see, that's what you need is just a lesson in a bit of creative language. So you could, rather than don't ever say, I just watch Jim and Mike working, you just say, I'm a supervisor.
Yes. See, there you go. But see where this is how embellishment starts when you're doing the whole CV thing. So apparently they always search about you online as well. So, you know, like, don't say you're one thing online, you know, and say, like, you know, I live a nice, quiet, reserved life. I tend to focus on, and then the first thing you see that they Google you is you doing handstands in your nude or something at some mad parties and all that.
People forget that they put so much of themselves online.
You put so much of your life online.
And it'll eventually come back and haunt you.
Yeah, so be careful, you know what I mean? Like, if you say you're a sociable sort, or just delete all your social media like I did, you know, make yourself invisible while you're applying for a new job.
Yeah, because, like, nothing raises a red flag like somebody having absolutely no history.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. What is this guy? It appears he didn't exist before last year.
Actually, there's my new tip. Go and get your name changed officially by deed poll and then apply for the job.
Yeah.
Everything's official. You got all the ID and the
card. Do you smell a rat here? He doesn't appear. There's no record of this man ever existing.
He's either on the witness.
He might be a spy.
He's either on the witness protection program or he's a spy or he's got a hell of a social past on the internet. So don't be aggressive as well, they say. If you get to the interview stage, don't be aggressive, right? One fella said he was doing an interview with somebody and your man came in and he says, so how was your last relationship with your employer? Would they be happy to give you a reference? And he says, well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to go into specifics, but it'd be in their best interest to look after me now, right?
Oh my God.
And he was like, right, obviously
this is going well.
Got quite a combative individual here.
Yeah, you don't want to be aggressive where somebody goes, so tell me, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? What? Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Huh?
Yeah.
What about, where do you? Well, you're asking me that.
Well, if I get
but you're applying for the job. Am I?
Yeah, am I, yeah?
Yes, you are. That's why you're sitting here.
Well, in 5 years then, I see myself either running this company or in jail for battering you if I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, so maybe, yeah, just dial it back a bit.
Try and pull it back, you know what I mean? Yeah. Let it match your social media, your fake social media profiles. Also, the third one they say is, listen, be careful with who you put down as a reference. You know, you have to pick your referee very well. One fella said that he was doing it and everything looked really, really well. Now, this is a tricky one, though, in fairness.
Mm.
And then he said, I'm just going to ring one of the references, you know, one of these referees and see what they say. You see if he matches up and everything. And they rang and they says, can I speak to the boss of the place? Thank you very much. And I said, yeah, I have, like, whatever, Kevin here. He's applying for a new job. I was just going to give it to him. I just want to see what you tell him. And he goes, he's applying for other jobs. He never said anything to me. What? I'm only after giving him a pay rise. He told me he was staying. What is he there now? He's at the pulling the sickie for 3 days. You know, be careful. Don't be selling yourself out. Don't be a maniac. Tell your boss you're looking for a new gig first.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The classic hit bit is worth a whopping €1,760 this morning. All for you, we'd love to give it away. It's gone on a bit, this one. Here's what it sounds like. That's the job, and Alison Landman's going to go first this morning. Hi, Alison.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Alison. How are you, more importantly? How are you getting on?
I'm good, thank you.
What part of the country are you in this morning?
Cork.
Oh, Cork. Are you in the city?
Yeah, sorry?
Are you in the city?
No. I'd be out in the countryside.
Oh, very good
for you.
Very good,
right. And tell me this, Alison. Do you have any sort of technique for trying to solve this, or have you just kept listening to it all the time?
Just kept listening and just process of elimination, I'd say.
Process of elimination.
Yeah, it's a bit of a difficult one if there's no clue.
I know. Life would be a lot easier with a clue, Michael. Just say
it. Get out of it. Get out of it.
Right, come on, let's do it, PJ.
Right, Alison, what do you think?
Is it Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way?
Go Your Own Way.
One of your favourites, PJ.
I'm all about Fleetwood Mac these days, so I hope you're right, Alison.
Alison, it's a very good guess. I actually don't think it's been guessed before. In fairness to you, you've gone your own way. You've gone your own way. Even though you have gone your own way, you're wrong. Sorry, Alison.
Unlucky. Alison, listen,
thanks
have a good day.
Guys.
Keep
have
at
a
us.
Great day.
One
Thank
more
you.
To scratch
See
you off
Alison,
the list.
Take care.
Yes. Not bad, Michael. Not bad at all.
Thank you. Bit of singing in there. Bit of singing.
Lovely. You're back with decent form, I have to say. Huey Bourne is waiting, though. How are you, Huey?
How are you, PJ? How's it? Good morning, lads. How's it going?
All good, Huey. What's your story today?
Good. I'm just getting ready to go to work.
Happy days.
Where are you, Huey? Where are you this morning?
Oh, I'm in Dublin. Mickey Barracks in Dublin.
Oh, lovely.
All right. Oh, good stuff. Are you a soldier? Are you working on? Are you just plastering?
Oh, yeah. For me sins, yeah.
Oh, very good. I don't know why I said plastering. Of all the things for me to come up with, McKee Barracks.
What the hell's that got to do with anything? Are you a soldier or a plasterer?
Do you know what it is?
What sort of a question is
that? It's on the back of me mind. Me radiator burst in the house the other day. And now the plaster.
Should have known. It's all about you, isn't it? All about you.
No, it's just on my mind. I just didn't know. Huey, I'm delighted to speak to you. No, don't pay no attention to me. Huey, so what is it, the story? We'd love to give you some money. What do you think? £1,760?
I think it's Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. Say.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, now, that definitely hasn't been guessed before. It's a good guess. Mike?
No, definitely has not. Huey, actually, just say that again.
God, oh, my.
Sorry.
I can't believe he let himself down with that.
No, that was awful. Even I agree with that. Anyway, I tell you what, we'll have to soldier on. It is wrong, Huey. Come on.
I'm fabulous. The force wasn't great, but he plastered over it.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Right, listen, Huey, have a crack a day. Keep at it, man. Take care of yourself.
Great stuff, lads.
Cheers, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Huey.
Bye-bye now. Oh, very good, lads. I'm impressed.
Same here. I'm not as impressive as we were. A soldier who's a blaster in the spare time is something else.
Right, Niall Boylan, 1:45. He'll have the cash on the hit bit. Check it out at classichits.ie. Spice Girls, of course, and Stop. 8:09 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us hang out with you. Breakfast table quiz on the way this hour. If you want to get involved in that, to score 6 to beat a fantastic €500 voucher to spend at Specsavers Stillorgan is what we have for you this week as our prize. You've upset Pa the Plasterer.
What have I done now?
Pa the Plasterer is disgusted. He wasn't consulted by you if you've got a plastering issue.
Well, it turns out my plastering issue, Pa, isn't going to really, as much as a nice man you are and as you're offering to help. Problem is, the radiator burst and a fella had to come and take it off the wall. And there is no plaster behind it. It's just a brick of the gaff. I was like, what chancer put that up originally? So now I don't know what to do. It's like I haven't a clue where to start nor end. So thank you very much, Pat the Plaster. But I think it's a job I wouldn't inflict on any human being. I just have to move house now.
Exactly.
I think this is the only way around.
That's the simplest way. Leave it all behind you. Anyway, listen, we were saying earlier on, if you were with us very early this morning, we told you this was on the way. We were potentially going to drag your help in on sorting out what might be the most boring song in the world. Well, Magic Mike, now, to be fair to him, has popped this up on social media, so it's up on our social channels if you want to check it out for yourself. We've got a load of nominations already in, but if you want to get involved in this, if you think you have something that, in your opinion, is the most boring song ever, then 087-188-0008. As I say, I've got a few suggestions here that have come in from our social media channels, but Basically, this all began because of what, PJ?
It began because last weekend was probably the biggest weekend ever for people who love boring things. So hundreds of people gathered in a church on St. Bucardi's Church in Halberstadt in Germany last Saturday, actually.
Right.
So there's this song. It's an experimental piece that is being performed at the moment, right?
Okay.
An experimental piece which consists of 8 pages of music. Meant to be played very, very slowly. Now, this piece has been written and is supposed to last for 639 years, this song goes on for. Yep, 639 years.
Is there a radio edit?
I think this might be it. That means that the song will end in the year 2640, if everything goes to plan. So it's an organ that's been playing this piece, written by, I mean, seriously.
Wow. So must remember that, though, if we're ever stuck, if I ever, you know, need to nip out and get something and I don't know what to play.
Yeah, stick this
on the radio.
John Cage's organ is the name John Cage's organ. Is the name of the piece.
I didn't know where you were going
obviously
with that.
Obviously written by John Cage.
Yeah.
And it was changing chords. The song was changing chords on Saturday night. Hence the hundreds of people who turned up to witness the
chord
key change. Yes, the key change, the chord change on Saturday. So they all went up. It was playing that last chord that was changed that was playing for 11 months. So it's been 11 months since...
11 months, the same chord.
Yeah. And it changed on Saturday.
Okay, right. Well, look,
hundreds of people turned up. This, by the way, just before you go on, this fellow does have form. He wrote another song. It was 4 minutes and 33 seconds. It was called The Song of Silence. And there was no chords in it at all. Now, if that's not the Emperor's new organ, I don't know what is. This
exactly.
That's a spoof for the highest order.
A song of there was no sound.
No, they all, but loads of people turned up. Hundreds of people turned up.
Oh,
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Right, so I know you're all dying to hear this, let's face it. Now, I won't necessarily be able to play the full song.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is
so,
that?
I'll just give you this small snippet. This snippet lasts 4 years. No, I'm joking, right? So this, apparently, is what it sounds like.
That's the new chord, is it?
Well, I don't know what the other chord sounded like.
I wouldn't say it was too different from that one, though.
So that just sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. That just sounds like something out of... like one of those ridiculous sci-fi movies where there's no talking.
639 years of this, Jim. 639 years. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I can't. Contemporary music, we're on a new level. Yeah, we'll find the most boring contemporary song.
Yeah.
But this is your bass line. John Cage. And the fact that he named the song, his name, that's even incredibly boring in itself. He didn't call it the Emperor's
didn't even,
New Song.
Didn't even think up, like, a name, you know, Odyssey or anything kind of, like, you know, a bit mysterious.
The darkness.
Yeah.
You know, nothing
instead
to do.
That's my organ there. Is it?
Is it, yeah? Are you tuning?
Have
it?
You any other? Any other?
It does make me think.
Any other instruments at all?
It does make me think maybe I actually did know how to play the guitar all along. I just was playing really slow songs.
Maybe that's it. Somebody says that sounds like you hoovering your car. And somebody else wanted to know, is there a 12-inch version?
It's cast away every so
that's
often.
That's extraordinary.
You can actually
that's
hear someone
song.
Taking a picture so that, you know,
yeah.
In the background.
Oh my God.
That's the song. Absolute.
Right, do you
have.
Okay, well, that's ridiculous, right? I don't think that even should be qualified as
nonsense.
Do you have a suggestion? As the most boring song?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I do. It's literally, if you. Every single song written by UB40 played back to back because it's the same song! Because it's the same song.
Now, I tell you, there's a few surprises. This is all the stuff, dreadful. This is the stuff that's come in. Magic Mike has popped this up on our social media channels and asked people on Facebook and Twitter and all that sort of stuff, what is the most boring song? And there's a few surprising suggestions like this.
Just a perfect day.
Oh, that's a cracker of a song, I think.
Some people think it's boring.
Really?
Lou Reed's Perfect Day.
I suppose
day.
I know where they're coming from. Later, but I love
when
that.
When it gets dark, we go home.
Oh, that's could actually... I hear the organ in it.
It could be his voice in it.
Just a perfect day.
It could be a touch of that.
Yeah.
So that was a suggestion that came in. There's another one. This one.
Once
That was his cue. Ah, that's a deadly tune. Get out of it. This is a hummity hummity hum song.
Yes.
Ah, no, I'm not having that.
This is the stuff that they're saying on social media.
You're joking.
These are being nominated as the most boring songs.
Oh, this is brilliant, though.
It just seems to have, the common theme seems to be voices that are down there. Was from when the cousin smashed his throat. There you go.
Oh, that's a deadly song.
Right, so that's... It does seem to be the voices, because another one, okay, another one that's come in is this one. Lights will guide. Actually, that's a slightly different voice, to be fair.
Yeah, he's gone the other way altogether. Hasn't he, L. Chris Martin? This, in fairness, this is when he was, you know, when he was still married at this stage, so he was struggling a bit. That's why he kept coming up with all this melancholy music. Yeah. We've said it before on this show. As soon as Chris Martin stopped, as soon as he was divorced,
yeah,
his music tempo lifted.
Absolutely. Soon he was divorced, it was like, I hear Jerusalem.
Yeah, I can't stop moving. I love my life.
Right. Here's one that you'll approve of, right? This was nominated on social media. This is going to drive people bananas, right?
Oh, God.
This was nominated on social media as one of the most boring songs ever. I wonder who nominated this.
When you walk through a storm.
Dear, oh dear.
Are you responsible for that?
I am actually not. I don't know how I didn't think of it.
So there you go.
You're going to be in so much trouble. We're in trouble now. You know that, don't you?
Hey, I didn't do it. It's.
I know, but
this is on social media.
Of course.
I wonder who was responsible for that.
Safe to say it's not something neither of us would be a huge fan of now, to be quite honest. Yeah.
Now, do you want my nomination?
I do,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, right. So this is my nomination as the most boring song I've ever heard. Right. Or at least the most boring song that I can think of off the top of my head at the moment, at least. But this is definitely up there for me. I wanna be there
when you open your eyes. Yeah. This now, all I can think of when I hear this song, right, is what, looking through vegetables in the supermarket.
Yeah, that one looks a bit out of date. I'm sure I can find a fresher broccoli head than that somewhere in here. I wanna lay by.
That's it, yeah.
I think that's a shocker.
That is a shocker. It's very UB40 like.
It is. That's there is a touch
saying.
Of that, yeah. There
it's
is.
A lot of, very UB40 like. You can just wait for him to break into red, red wine. I wanna wake
up with you. Boris Gardner, I want to wake up with you.
Boris Gardner. Even the name is boring, isn't it? You know, I mean, honestly, if you met a fella called Boris Gardner, you know he's going to bore the ears off you. You know he's going to bore the ears off you if his name is Boris Gardner.
Right, well, let's listen. Magic Mike is on the case, right? He might drag out a few bits and pieces, a few snippets of anything you want to nominate. So, in your opinion, the most boring song ever, what would it be? 087-188-0008. Let us know. And let's do something non-boring at the moment. Bit of dancing on the ceiling. Nothing boring about that.
Lionel Richie doesn't even know what boring is. He's never been bored in his life. Lionel Richie, you've asked. He's like, looks up the dictionary.
You can't get him
boring.
Down off the ceiling.
Can't get him down off it.
Yeah, if he's not doing that, he's doing it all night long.
Doesn't know what I mean. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Or he's not the fella doing hello as well. Is that different?
That's him as well.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Yeah, dancing on the ceiling. Lionel Richie here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 8:22, a little after 8:22. Loads of suggestions coming in. Keep them coming. You know our mate Pat Brown? Pat Brown.
Pat the Butcher.
The demon butcher of old Crumlin Town.
Indeed, I do know.
He's been on. He's just waiting for you to have a go at his hero.
I was actually hitting. Talking about your man Morrissey. It's a new level. It's an unfair. There's no competition then. It ends it. You know what I mean? Yeah, your man Seth's
really,
going on.
You'd nominate a Morrissey tune, would you, as the most boring song?
I was happy all once in my life, but now I'm miserable all the time. Only Pat the Butcher likes me anymore.
Like that lad, he takes the biscuit. He's absolutely outrageous.
Right, so he was right. It was coming. It was it was only a matter of time before you were going to nominate
him. All I want to do is sing about being boring to everyone, including myself.
Right, listen, a couple of very quick clips, right, because we're up against the time-wise to get the news in and all that sort of stuff, but some of the other ones that have been suggested, we'll run through your nominations. Mike is picking them out and dragging out some clips at the moment, so we'll get through another batch very shortly, but some of the other ones that have been suggested.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
Now, is that look on your face, is that because you're horrified that it's that, or...
I like Rowland. I'm not going to go on about the music, but let's move on really quickly.
Would that? I wouldn't have said that was boring originally, but
no,
just people picking on Ronan.
I know it's
people picking on Ronan. Come on,
it's not my thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You could put the car to sleep to it, but Ronan's such a lovely fella. Ron is such a lovely fella.
Right, another one that got a suggestion on, I think it's come in on our WhatsApp as well, but it was definitely in there on the social media stuff, was this.
And I find it kind of funny.
This might be, this is the worst.
This was quite a Christmas song. I quite like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
A fella singing
now,
along.
Admittedly, I prefer the Tears for Fears version, but...
This is all, man, it's a man singing melancholy to a broken child's toy. Oh, my.
I think that's good, Elgin.
Christmas, as if Christmas isn't hard enough, and if they listen to this fella blithering on as you're trying to drive up the road.
I actually like that song.
Oh, my God, I can't stand that.
Listen, keep them coming, right? Magic Mike is on the case, even though he's live from the West this morning. He's got all your WhatsApps, so he'll drag out clips from some of the nominated ones. There's a few surprising ones in there. He won't be happy that somebody nominated any Oasis song.
Not unreal, yeah.
Wow. And what was your reaction when somebody nominated Ghost Town from the Specials?
Oh, yeah, I can't even say. I was so upset. Get away, you flippin' tick, you. The Specials, boring. You're boring. Go change your pants for once. Smell off you. The Specials are fantastic.
Fair to say, PJ didn't agree with that nomination.
Oh, I can't believe it.
087-188-0008, the most boring song ever. What is it? You can stop talking now, okay? Two Hides from Phil Collins here at Classic Hits, just 20 to 9. And the Breakfast Table quiz, of course, on the way very shortly. 087-188-0008, 6 to beat. To potentially win yourself that €500 voucher for Specsavers Still Organ that we have for you this week. Right, back on to the boring songs. I don't know if we have ever had the level of reaction.
It's unreal, isn't it,
that
people?
We've had to this. I mean, finding the blooming WhatsApps, they just are flying.
And people actually fighting now over what's the definition of boring.
Exactly. And people disgusted by some other people's choices of boring songs.
Excuse
I mean, like
me.
You were with this.
Oh my God, I love that song.
I'm assuming it's the voice bit.
Oh, it doesn't come in for a while.
It doesn't come in for a while. Right, let me see if I can find it. That's not boring at all, really.
That
is
absolutely
anyway,
wonderful.
But it was nominated by somebody.
I know, and we're upset with each other now because I called them terrible names and accused them of never changing their trousers and everything. It's an awful thing to happen. And I'm so sorry about that blaspheming.
A lot of big names coming in as well, like this.
You've been the only thing that's red.
I know what they're saying with this yoke, yeah.
Now, it wasn't specifically even this song. It was actually all Snow Patrol songs somebody nominated.
Well, that's maybe a bit harsh, but this song does sound like the batteries are running out of your Walkman, doesn't it? It's got a bit of that. Like, you've just gone down to 70%.
It does seem to be that the voice has a big influence on it. If people are singing like this...
It does seem to make a big difference.
So a lot of people don't seem to go for it. Here's one. Look, your mate made it in as well.
By the look in your eye, I can tell you go.
Who said that's boring?
Somebody has nominated that as the most boring song they know.
Who said that? I'm appalled now at that. I'm nearly as upset about that as I am over the Specials. What a cracker.
David Gray is getting a lot of nominations, and also...
Yeah, well, he has that thing going on. That
that's
sort
the
of,
voice thing as
the
well.
The Larry the Lamb thing.
There's a touch of that maybe going on, to be fair. But this as well. Now, to be fair, I know they're a huge band, but... No, I'm not the biggest R.E.M. fan in the world, I have to confess.
I really like R.E.M. I do. And I actually really like this song. right?
Yeah.
But it's mood music. And I do listen to it and love it because I'm bored.
Yes.
That is, this is like mood music for the bored.
Because I'm in a bad mood, this seems to fit.
Yeah, him and Moby, it's like they wrote music for bored people. And it was like, and it's good, but I'm not sure if it counts because it was literally designed to be boring music, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I kind of get that one. I know they're a huge band, but I do kind of get that one. And I kind of knew this might be coming.
Who said that? Who? How dare anyone?
I'm not
going to
tell you their name because you'll rant on them again. But yeah.
Save the whale! Save the whale! Save the whale! Stop it!
It's a bit wallpapery, though, isn't it? Come on.
Wallpaper? Yeah, are you? Yeah. Well, if you wallpapered our castle, that's for sure. I'll tell you something.
It's certainly
got something to it.
Wallpapered her castle in 50 euro notes.
It sure did. I know what you're meaning.
A lot of horror music is kind of like, you know, there is a bit, it's a bit samey. What'd you say?
Yeah, I guess I know what you're saying. Do you know what's happened here?
What's
happened?
I've
put myself into a cul-de-sac. Everything you're saying, I agree with, but I don't like it. And now I'm having an internal fight with myself. And all I can do is say stupid things like, I know she is, but what are you? Like, I can't think of an argument. You have me boxed in here.
What about this? This lad, no matter what, if you put any negative stuff out there, right?
Yeah.
You know, the most boring this, the worst that, this bloke, this poor fella always gets a hammering, no matter what it is.
Who is it? Life is brilliant. My love is pure. He does.
I saw an angel. David Blunt. No matter what, he always gets James Blunt.
Oh, James Blunt. Yeah. David Blunt. He's so boring, I can't even remember his name. That's how boring he is. I can't even remember the poor man's first name. In fairness to him, he's very funny
he's
about it.
He's brilliant.
He loves the slagging. He
exactly.
really gets into it.
On Twitter, he's magnificent. But no matter what, he always gets hammered for everything.
I know. When somebody said that his last album was so bad they'll never get over it, and his response was, I've really bad news for you because I'm releasing another one next year. He's gas. He's great crack. And he seems to love all the sort of circus of hatred around
but
Twitter.
But there was a huge response. Honestly, I tell you something.
I'm not sure I've ever
seen a response like it.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest. And all sorts of nominations. Things like, you know, Bob Dylan and all sorts of stuff. Sinead O'Connor.
Stop.
Yeah.
She's anything but boring.
Nothing compares to you. Damien Rice, who's fantastic, was nominated as being boring. Of course, Kingston Town from UB40 came in.
That's
in proper order, too.
Honest to jeepers, that song. Your man, he just sounds like he's being made sing at gunpoint all the time. Really? Jeepers. Please let me be free.
I wish we had more time on this because I've never the amount of people who are looking to nominate stuff and some really surprising stuff.
I know. I'm also very upset. I haven't said there's been such a huge response and I've seen nothing mentioning Simply Red. How they got through this little loop, I'll never understand.
Oh my god!
You know
god.
What I mean?
I tell you something. It's a good job this link is over and we have to move on.
Why?
Because I'm afraid the PJ is going to see this. This thing that's come in from Kevin in Kilcock.
No way. What's he after saying now? What's wrong?
I'm almost afraid to tell you.
Ah, couldn't be that bad.
He's after nominating What's Another Year from Johnny Logan.
You are a tosser!
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. CKES.ie.
Day two of the Breakfast Table Quiz. We're on board this week with the nice people at Specsavers Stillorgan. They've given us a 500 euro voucher for you to spend. It can be used towards glasses, contact lenses, or hearing aids. And of course, it can be used in store in Specsavers Stillorgan or online. If you're using it online, you need to go to specsavers.ie/stores Stillorgan, okay? Very important that you go specifically to the Stillorgan store if you are using it online. So specsavers.ie/stores/Stillorgan. While you're on, you can check out all the stuff they have to offer. They've got this new OCT scan, which can detect eye disease up to 4 years in advance. I did that when I got my eyes tested. Very good.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's
very
really
good.
Yeah, really good.
Wow. Well, and
really
then they good. Ended up doing your nose instead. It must be brilliant.
No, they didn't. Anyway, listen, it's six to beat. Who's going to play?
John Tansey is going to play this morning. Seven is what you need. Hey, John.
Morning, lads. How's it going?
Not too bad at all. You all set for this?
Well, I've been trying for a while to go now, so, you know, maybe the confidence is raining out a bit.
This is
well,
it. This is your moment to shine.
You sound
this
calm and collected, in absolutely. Fairness to you, John. I'd say you'll be fine.
This man is a cool customer.
I tell you this, lads, now, he worked with a fella there, and he got the highest score of all time. And anyone who started the job, he used to bring them over and be like, did you ever hear the breakfast table quiz? Wait, it used to play the whole thing out for everybody in the job. So.
You're kidding me. Oh, that is unbelievable.
What
right?
a claim to fame that is.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's probably listening now, so he knows who he is. You know?
I'd love to. I wish brilliant. I could just make all these questions so easy so John could just
this,
beat him. By
I was just going to say, John, this is the moment. This is the moment to put him back in his box. Right.
Well, we'll see, yeah.
Let's give it a bash anyway. Listen, we've got our fingers crossed for you, John. The very best of luck, mate. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Who had a number one hit in 1992 with Rhythm Is a Dancer?
Pass.
Snap, when would Italians eat antipasti? Is it before or after the main course?
After.
Before, what is the opposite of inflation?
Deflation.
Calligraphy is a term used to describe the fine art of what?
Drawn.
Handwriting. With what sport would you associate Shane Lowry?
Golf.
What G does a bride traditionally wear on her leg?
Girdle.
A garter sirloin is a cut of what kind of meat? Beef, mutton or pork?
Beef.
Yeah, according to the saying, why? What shouldn't you count before they've hatched?
Eggs.
Your chickens. In which US city was the sitcom Frasier set?
Seattle.
Yeah, what does the organisation ASH campaign to prevent?
Pass.
Smoking. What does PAYE stand for?
Hey, as you were.
How many valves does a modern trumpet have?
Four.
Three. Which variety of lettuce shares its name with a Greek island?
Iceberg.
It's Koss. Ah, they didn't suit you this morning, John, but
that
you had a good go.
Disaster, yeah.
Your man's going to be rubbing your nose in it today, isn't he? He's going to be...
Do you still see him, John? Do you have to still see him at all?
I still have him there in a message, so it's probably going to get a lot of abuse off.
It's going to start binging. But I tell you something, John, you'll always have a few things over him, like the Greek island of Iceberg.
Yeah. Ah, that was good, John.
Oh, fantastic. Anyway, listen, John, the good news for you is you still managed to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct answers. So you weren't a million miles away from yesterday's score. So, you know what I mean? It's different every week. Every week the questions seem to be a bit different, so you can't really compare week to week for scores.
I know. When my sister got onto before and she got 5, so I thought it would be the embarrassment of the family, but it looks like what an embarrassment.
Not at all,
John. Listen,
good for having a go.
Yeah, fair play to you having a go. All have right. A cracking day, man. Take care of yourself.
Cheers.
See you, John. Bye-bye. Take care.